Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that stopped me cold, Henry Marsh's. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one hit you as hard as it hit me?
It really did, Sam. And hello to you too. This is Henry Marsh, the renowned neurosurgeon who wrote, and in he turns his clinical eye on himself. He's diagnosed with advanced, incurable prostate cancer, and the book is his raw, honest account of what that's like. It's not sentimental at all, but it's deeply moving.
Right? The opening is so quiet. He's in his late 60s, just feeling tired, and then the diagnosis comes like a hammer. I was struck by how he describes the conversation with his oncologist. There's no false hope, just brutal kindness. And Marsh, this guy who's held brains in his hands for decades, suddenly becomes the patient.
Exactly. And that role reversal is one of the book's most powerful threads. He spent his life as the expert, the one in control. Now he's passive, being scanned and poked. He writes about the indignities of treatment, the hormone therapy that saps his strength, the fatigue. It's so unflinching.
Yeah, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. But what got me was how he turns his surgeon's mind inward. He starts observing his own fear and grief. Almost like he's dissecting himself. There's this tension between the rational scientist who knows death is just biology and the terrified human being who feels it.
That tension is the heart of the book. He grapples with consciousness, the ghost in the machine. He's a skeptic, not a man of faith, but he admits to longing for something beyond the silence. He turns to poetry, to Schopenhauer. He's searching for language to hold his terror.
And he writes about his family with such tenderness. He knows his death will be a wound they carry. There's this painful honesty about his regrets as a father, the times he was absent. He realizes that the real legacy isn't the surgeries, it's the love.
Yes, and the book isn't linear. It jumps from memories of past surgeries to present-day doctor visits. That fragmented structure mirrors how life feels when the future collapses. He remembers the patients he couldn't save, and now he understands their family's grief in a whole new way.
There's a part where he visits the hospital where he used to operate, and he's just a visitor now, a ghost. He watches a young surgeon and feels this pang of loss for the identity that defined him. Who am I if not a surgeon? It's such a raw question.
And his answer is unsettling but freeing. He's just a man, frail and mortal. That stripping away of identity forces him to live in the present. He finds meaning in small things, a walk in the woods, the taste of food. It's not sentimental, it's hard-won wisdom.
He also talks about the idea of a good death. What does that mean? He's not sure. He wrestles with assisted dying, the desire for control. He presents the complexity without taking a simple side. It's so honest.
The book's title is perfect. It's the final chapter of his life, and he's writing it with eyes wide open. The tone shifts from shock to a quiet acceptance. Not surrender, but peace. He writes about gratitude, about having lived a full life. It's not a platitude. You feel he's earned it.
My biggest takeaway? That awareness of mortality isn't a curse, it's a lens. It forces you to see what actually matters. Marsh taught me that you can face the end with honesty and even grace. That's a gift.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Totally worth it. So, is really a book about living fully by facing death honestly. We'll see you in the next one.